Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of the Revelation, chapter number 2. And we're looking at verses number 4 and verse number 5, where the Lord said to the church at Ephesus, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." And then he said in verse number 5, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." And we're looking at revival in this verse of scripture in four words. First of all, revival will start by remembering. I pointed out to you how that in Hebrews chapter number 10, verses 32 and 33, God told us to call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. And I pointed out to you the importance of remembering. And go back to those early days of your Christian life, and we remembered when salvation was change, when Sunday was church, when service was commitment, when separation was common, and when sins were confessed. And then God said, not only remember, but God said, repent. And I took the time on yesterday to show you in the Word of God to understand the importance of any subject. You see who all spoke about it and how often it's mentioned in the context that you're studying. And so we discovered in the Word of God that John the Baptist was a preacher of repentance. We discovered the Lord Jesus Christ preached repentance in the beginning of his ministry, in the middle of his ministry, and at the closing of his ministry, even after he ascended into heaven. He had John the Beloved write these seven letters to seven churches, and to five of those seven churches, he commanded them to repent or else. And so we saw that John the Baptist preached repentance. We saw the Lord Jesus Christ preach repentance. And then we saw that Simon Peter preached repentance. I pointed out to you his first message in Acts chapter number 2 contained the message of repentance. His second message in Acts chapter number 3 contained the message of repentance. And then the last thing that we have from Peter is the closing verses of chapter number 3 of the second epistle. And there also Simon Peter said that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all men should come to repentance. And then I pointed out to you that the Apostle Paul preached repentance, and then the Apostle John preached repentance. And so these great men of God were men that preached repentance. And when I looked at this record, I decided I know whose side I'm going to be on. I'm not going to join the crowd that does not believe in repentance. I'm going to preach repentance as did these men in the Word of God. But I want to come today and deal with the thought, what is repentance? And close our study looking at repentance on the broadcast today. Let me just say to you that repentance is a change of mind that produces a change of attitude and a change of action. And friend, if those three elements are not in your repentance, then it's not genuine repentance. First of all, There is a change of mind, a change of mind about yourself, about sin, and about other things. But that change of mind produces a change of attitude. You quit looking at things as though they're not wrong, and you look at them now as though they are wrong. And then that produces a change of action. And so we see repentance as a change of mind that produces a change of attitude, that produces a change of actions. Let me show you a couple of examples in the Word of God. You remember over in the book of Matthew, chapter number 12, and verse number 41, the Lord Jesus said, "The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here." So the Lord Jesus Christ said, the men of Nineveh repented. Now, I don't want to sound mean, but I believe the Lord Jesus Christ knows what repentance is. And so since he said the people of Nineveh repented, then I believe if we will look and see what they did, we can understand what real repentance is. Let's turn in our Bible to the book of Jonah, chapter number 3. And I began reading at verse number 5. The Bible said, "So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not?" And verse 10, the Bible said, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not." So here we find God said the Ninevites repented. What could they do? You can really summarize what they did by the four things that God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. They humbled themselves, they prayed, they sought God's face, and they turned from their wicked ways. And God said they repented. And my friend, listen to me today. That's exactly what America needs today. People that will recognize that God is wanting to do something in our life, but he's not going to do it our way. He will do it his way. And we must humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways. And then God said if we would do that, he would hear from heaven. He would forgive our sins, and he would heal our land. Notice another picture of repentance found in Matthew chapter number 21, verses 28 and 29. The Bible said a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Go work today in my vineyard." And he answered and said, "I will not." But afterward, the Bible said he repented and went. So we see that repentance, if it's just a mere changing of the mind, is not genuine repentance. Repentance is a change of mind that produces a change of attitude and a change of actions. You see, in reality, real repentance consists of four things. Number one, There must be conviction. That is the awareness of our sin. Number two, there must be contrition. That is the broken attitude over our sin. Number three, there must be confession. That is the acknowledging of our sins. And then number four, there must be conversion. And that is the abandoning of our sins. So God lays down for us this mandate in the Word of God for revival. He said, remember. And then he said, repent. Is repentance necessary? It is. If you don't want to perish, Jesus said, I tell you nay. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Is repentance necessary? It is if you don't want to go to hell. The rich man in hell said, if Lazarus would go back to my father's house, then my brothers would repent. Is repentance necessary? If we want to see revival, it is. Is repentance necessary? If you want to be saved, it is. So God said that we are to remember and then repent. Then God said, repeat. Go back to those early days of your Christian life that we remembered on a previous broadcast and repeat or do the first works. Friend, I want to tell you, God wants to send revival, and God will send revival when His people will remember and repent and do their first works. Let me ask you today, would you look at your own Christian life? Look at where you're at today and your attitude toward God and godliness, toward the church and your church life, and toward the things of God. Look at it today and compare it to how it was in your early Christian life. God said, remember. Again, God said, repent. Confess to God that you've grown cold-hearted. You've let things that used to would not even bother you keep you out of church. And some of you have completely stopped going to church. You've stopped reading your Bible. You stop praying just because somebody said something or did something you did not like. I want to tell you, friend, that's no excuse when you stand before God. God said, remember, repent, and do the first works. Then God said, or else I will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Listen to me, dear friend, today. Nobody can do that for you but you. But right now, as God is speaking to your heart, if you will bow there by the radio, confess your sins to God, repent, turn from them, turn to the Savior, turn from serving yourself, and turn to serving God. And God will not only revive you, but he'll use you to revive others and bring others to Christ for salvation. Do it today. Father, honor your word. Help your people, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry. God has been so gracious to allow us to preach on many stations across the country and then around the world several times a day by internet as well as shortwave radio. And the only way we can pay the bills and continue to broadcast is that you, the listener, share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.